This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Yeah, man, no man's on the way. It is our Tailgate at Home edition, which means we'll tell you what we've got cooking. Mike Conti, Bo Morgan will join us, and we'll run down what's happening this weekend. We want to hear from you guys as well. Find us on social media. Mike Bell, ATL, and I'm at Put 'Em Up. See Dukes, the radio show, Dukes and Bell 929. Let's bring in our buddy Dave Archer, analyst for our Atlanta Falcons, who joins us on Fridays, guys, to help us figure out what we're going to see on Sundays. And this has been a weird week, Arch. I mean, with the whole, you know, shutting the facility down at least for a day. I know everything was virtual, kind of taking us back to the off season. But the bigger thing was the coaching change. And how do you think that's going to affect the preparation and the readiness of this ball club?
Carl, real quickly, let me throw out my condolences to Vaughn McClure's family and those friends. We all got to know Vaughn and how hard he worked out there. Every time I saw Vaughn, I was out there four days a week, and every time I saw Vaughn, he was grinding on some story or some angle that he wanted to show the fan or give the fan a perspective about what was going on. I don't know how many times he and I sat and had conversations about the game. He tried to learn the game the best he could. He was phenomenal at how much he studied and tried to learn about the NFL. He was an NBA guy, as you guys know, but just really worked hard at it, and just shocked and really horrified that we lose a guy at 48 years of age. But I just want to throw that out there and just let everybody know just how hard he worked and how important he was to the community here in Atlanta as far as reporting as to what was going on from our sports perspective. So I just thought I'd throw that out for you guys, okay? Yeah.
Absolutely, Arch. Thank you. Thank you for that. Charles Barkley came on, but a lot of people don't know that. He was an NBA guy and covered the league and before covering the NFL. So Charles gave his condolences as well. We all felt that yesterday, and I'm glad you were able to express that. Yes, no doubt about it. Rest in peace, Vaughn McClure. All right. Let's and it's tough, man. Let's turn the page a little bit here and as I was talking about our team and the preparation, do you think this coaching change, how does it affect that and the readiness of our team for Sunday?
Well, it's interesting, Carl, that these interim situations, this is my fourth interim coach in covering the Atlanta Falcons as the Atlanta Falcon Radio Network analyst. We've had guys that have taken over late in seasons. Wade Phillips took over. Emmett Thomas did it a couple times for two different guys, and now here's Raheem. Never had a guy take it over with everything left to play for. The season's still there. So there's a lot more carrots that he can dangle out there to get guys to realize that, hey, let's not give the season up. And I know a lot of fans would like to say, hey, let's forget about it. Let's get ready to draft somebody. But you got 11 games left. You could actually make history here. You could do something that has never been done before. They certainly have the talent on the team to do it. Now, can he pull them together? And that's what you're asking. Can there be a marketable difference in how they play for four quarters? Because we've seen it, right, guys, for two quarters, three quarters. They're as good as anybody they've lined up against. That includes Seattle and Green Bay or whoever you want to throw out there. They're as good as those teams, but they don't put it together for four quarters. And that'll be the real test for Raheem. Can he dial in? Can he find something that gets these guys to apply themselves to be situationally aware for four quarters to give you a chance to win? Because it's a good, you look at Minnesota and think, well, this is a down year for Miss. Pretty good now. They can get after you defensively, certainly on third down. They're good in the red zone on defense. And let me tell you something, you better buckle up your strap because they're going to run the football at you. They're running it to the tune of about 160 yards a game, so you better get ready for that too.
It is Dave Archer with us, guys, on the WadeFord.com hotline. Brought to you, by the way, by Engineered Solutions of Georgia, ESOG. You down with ESOG? Yeah, you know them. Here's the deal, Arch. Had the week a day off this week, which, again, kind of jacks with your preparation. The weirdness of, obviously, you know, the coaching was really classy of Raheem Morris to let, you know, Dan kind of say farewell to the troops, you know, on Monday. So, I mean, we saw, you know, other teams like, you know, and I don't know if that was born of frustration because they just hated Bill O'Brien's gut so much, but you saw the Texans go out there and really step it up under Romeo Crennel. So you do think that's a possibility. Just, if nothing else, where's your pride, Willie, and get out there and show something.
Well, you got a dramatic change Mike, in the fact that Bill O'Brien's a play caller for the Texans, okay? So that's a dramatically different. You just fired your offensive coordinator, play caller. That's not what Atlanta did. Atlanta still has their defensive play caller, still has their offensive play caller. So essentially you got rid of the guy that's making, you know, decisions in game, go for it, don't go for it, punt, kick the field goal. Those type of things. Run the, maybe occasionally getting on the headset and say, hey, let's run it here, or let's blitz here. So it's a different scenario than the Bill O'Brien scenario. But certainly, this should light a fire in anybody, because it just goes to show you that, you know what, if you don't get it done, the NFL stands for not for long. You're not going to be around very long if you don't do your job. Dan was the guy that took the brunt of this thing. He and Thomas were the two guys that took the brunt of it. But guess what? If it continues to go this way, there's other people that are on the line as well. That should resonate with a number of people.
What do you think about, you say you've been through these changes, obviously, just covering the team. What about Matt Ryan? How does this affect the quarterback when this kind of stuff happens?
Well, certainly it starts with the personal part of it, because Dan, extremely personable guy. He knew about everybody's families. He knew guys down to their core about who they were. When he talks about brotherhood, it's not just about guys coming together to play football. He knew those guys inside and out from a personal nature. And so that hurts Matt. That hurt, and it should hurt him. And it should hurt him that, you know, he was part of the reason why Dan's not here anymore. Certainly their inability to operate for four quarters offensively. But as far as the intricacies of the game this weekend, it does not affect Matt Ryan in the fact that he's got his play caller. They're still putting their game plan together. I think the more effect would be is who's on the field with him. If Julio can get back on the field, it changes things. So that would be where I would look to. And if there was ever a guy that was going to double down on his efforts to get ready to play, Matt Ryan's that guy.
It is a Dave Archer with us. He and Wes Sturm will have the call as Minnesota takes on the Falcons on Sunday. We talked about, you know, Todd Gurley and the pitch count. It's been, you know, a topic that, like, wow, how do we maximize this guy knowing you got to treat him gingerly? He was looking awesome. He was the FedEx ground player of the week. I mean, everything was clicking, and it just seems like, we've been on Cutter's ass. Is it Cutter in an untenable position because you just can't use him the way you would use a normal running back?
No, I think that they're, I don't see or hear anything about the fact that, okay, you know, Gurley's, we got to get him out of the game, you know, like a pitcher that's in the sixth or seventh inning. Okay, that's, you know, that's 100 pitches, so he's got to come out. I don't sense that. I have not heard that about Gurley. I thought he ran the ball, as you said, Mike, really well throughout. He had some second-half carries. Brian Hill had some second-half carries that were outstanding. I thought the team ran the ball extremely well. Gurley caught the ball more than this game than he did in previous games. So he got a little bit more of an opportunity to touch the ball outside of a realm of handing the football. I don't think there's any thought that he can't go any more or do any more than what he's already doing. And I think there was a matter of ramping him up to a certain extent. I think they certainly have done that through 5 weeks, and I would anticipate his workload to continue to increase.
Cool.
It is Dave Archer, guys, joining us here on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, getting ready for the Vikings matchup this weekend. We talked a lot about the injuries and you know, how that's played a role, but it looks like, you know, we're on the mend, right? And some of these guys are going to come back. But what about just the stars of this team and how they are approaching this? Because, again, it's one thing to perform on the field, Arch, but you know this. I mean, the leadership in the locker room, when you're going through 0-5, 0-6, whatever it might be, 1-7, that's when things get stressful. That's when guys can get at each other. How does that play in this locker room now? Even though Dan Quinn has preached brotherhood, he's no longer here. What about the veterans on this team?
Well, there's a tremendous amount of respect for Raheem Morris. I know you guys have heard that, and people talk about that. I think they respect the other coaches as well. But Raheem has a magnetism about him that commands respect, and there's a lot of guys that do. That's why frankly, that's why Dan moved him from the right side, from the offensive side of the ball, the defensive side of the ball last year, albeit some feel like maybe a little bit too late, but still, he had a dramatic effect on that team a year ago as they switched over. So there's a lot of respect there, but, you know, as much as you respect the coaches, you got to respect your teammates, and are you taking care of the guy next to you? Are you playing as hard as you possibly can? Are you preparing as you possibly can to get ready for the game? But you're right, the star players have to step up. Deion Jones, we've got to see him make some plays. He's a guy that has 9 career interceptions, 4 he's taken back for touchdowns. Really haven't heard much of anything from Deion so far this year. Boye Aluokun has probably been a little bit more active at the linebacker spot as far as making plays go. Keanu Neal and those guys who were part of that 16 draft, those guys are hurting because Dan was the guy that went out and got them. So now how do you pay homage to him? How do you go out and maybe flip the script? Those are the guys you're looking for to get that done. Ricardo Allen, who owes a lot to Dan Quinn in his switch from corner as a practice squad player to now a starting safety in the National Football League. Those are guys you'd like to think will step up and play at a higher level. But, again, we can talk all we want to until they can lay it on the field for 4 quarters. That's what we're waiting to see as Falcon fans.
It is Dave Archer with us, and you mentioned, you know, obviously we hear you with Matt Ryan each week, and you talked about Matt, where his head's at. And knowing, Arch, when, you know, when the coach and the GM get fired and there's a sea change in the organization, and we were saying this earlier, we know what Matt's done in this town. We've seen the MVP season. You know, we've seen him where he's got no run game and no and really, let's be honest, you know, and the offensive line not really doing his job, and he's put up really big numbers. But this year he's struggling. And for the first time, I'm seeing him almost like seeing stuff that's not there, feeling pressure that sometimes is not there. Is that just a cumulative effect of being sacked 150 times in the last 3 years?
Well, I'd like to think that the years previous, Mike, don't come into play this year. But certainly Matt has not been as effective this year as he's been in years past. There's no question about that. I mean, he's got 9 consecutive 4,000-yard passing seasons. He's thrown for, 330 touchdowns in his career. So all those numbers certainly are great accolades to carry. That doesn't mean anything to the fan this year. They want to see a guy that still has the ability to stay on top of his game and make plays. I think the Julio Jones thing has been a big deal for them. Not having Julio on the field affects the defense and what the defense can do to you. It's a young receiving core that's kind of learning as they go. Olamide Zaccheaus, a good player, but he's learning this level. Christian Blake, nobody even knows who Christian is. He's done a good job on the practice squad of earning a way to be on this roster. But still, you've got guys that are trying to rise to the level of Calvin Ridley, and really Calvin's carried the torch. I mean, Calvin's got 400-yard games in 5 games, so he's been the one guy that you've been able to count on. In the one game he doesn't have 100 yards, he doesn't even have a catch. So it's just been schizophrenic this year. It's really going to have to start with the physicality up front. Let's get Gurley going. Play action. I thought that last week, Carl and Mike, when we talked about a little bit about Gurley and the load, I thought there was an opportunity for Dirk to really expose last week that in play action. Their ability to come off of, because Gurley had it going, and you knew they were going to gang up against the run to stop the run in Carolina. I thought play action was in the offing there in the third quarter, early fourth quarter, and just didn't seem to get to it. And so that was disappointing for me. So, again, it's going to ramp up for the coach as well. Dirk's got to have a good plan this week. It's a Viking team that can get after you the pass rush, and they're good on third down.
It's going to be interesting. We will see how it plays out. We'll be listening to you and Wes, and we'll talk to you next week about it. Arch, have a great weekend, man. Thank you so much.
You too, guys. Always good to talk to you.
There he is. Hey, Dave Archer.
And if you mentioned it earlier, Carl, Julio will be back, guys. We got the word today that he is not listed on the injury report, so we will see 11. Hopefully 2 can get with 11 and we can get 7.
All right, man. More on the Braves on the way. But when we come back, it's our tailgate edition of Yeah, Man, No, Man. We'll find out what everybody's got cooking. You can send your pictures, that is, to hashtag Dukes and Bell Tailgate at Home. Make sure you put the hashtag on there, man, and send them. We're coming back. Bo Morgan with Yeah Man, No Man next.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.